front can take care of an extension.
Absolutely. I really don't think there's a guy in this locker room that's not happy for him today. I mean, so selfless, team guy, team first, does it all, special teams, fullback. We move him around. We do a lot with him. It doesn't matter. You could ask him to go out there and play any position and he would do it. Incredibly selfless guy, but a guy everybody loves to have around, love to have in the locker room, that kind of personality. So, happy for him.
How much do you think his willingness to do anything on the team rubs off on some of the other guys in the locker room?
And that's part of it. I mean, he just has an infectious personality. I think he's fun to have around. He loves the game of football. He loves his teammates. So that's infectious. Certainly part of this is him being a really, really good player as well. Yeah. And, a guy that can do it all, he wants to do it all and he can. A guy that, that we isolate a lot on blocks and he wins for us consistently. And a guy that can be a weapon for us as well in the pass game. You saw that play he made a couple weeks ago against the Chargers and a rare play for a fullback to be making a play like that. So,
seems like there are a lot of guys in this locker room who are willing to do whatever it takes for the team, whatever
you're
asked.
Yeah, certainly. It doesn't get talked a lot about, but I think we have such a selfless group in general and everybody that puts the team first. And, that's a unique thing in the NFL, unique thing in professional sports, I think. It's fun. Guys that enjoy being around their teammates, they enjoy coming to work and being around each other. It's fun. Fun group.
Alex, we touched on this the other day, just specific to the game the other day.
Yeah.
Looking at this offensive line, I was always told it takes years for an offensive line to come together and learn each other. And these guys have done it in 8 weeks with guys that showed up in training camp.
Yeah.
As a rookie.
Yeah.
Just how amazed have you been that kept you pretty clean?
Yep, yeah.
And the running game's been going.
Yeah.
What have you seen in these guys?
Yeah, really a credit to those guys. I think the thing that jumps out is just the pride they have as a group. A collective group, that the pride they have in going out there and playing and setting the tone for us, and that they really take that on. That's it. And then they do it. And they take it on every single week. They're detailed. They're tough. It's just a good group. And like I said, I think they do set the tone for us.
Has it surprised you just a little bit when you have guys you didn't even know?
Certainly it was a difficult situation at the beginning of the year. I have the guys moving around. Rodney's the only guy playing the same position from a year ago. So when you think about that, it is amazing. But, right now in the thick of it, we're just going. Yeah.
I'm sure you're concerned about an appropriate amount every week, the pass rush with the opposing team. But this week in particular, they've got a really good group of guys.
Yeah.
How big of a factor do you think that's going to be in this game?
For me, just going out and playing my game. It's no different every week. I feel like every week, teams have good fronts, and this group does. This group has a really good front. For me, though, I'm trying not so much to think about those guys, but the guys down the field and make good decisions and get the ball out. With that, though, you don't want to sit back there and hold on to it and create problems. And when you do, you want to be good with the ball in the pocket and be responsible.
Alex, is there anything you can take from your game in Buffalo last year and kind of use it to your advantage this year?
Yes and no. From a personnel side that. A lot of the same faces over there, a lot of the same guys playing, but different scheme, different coordinator, so different in that sense.
Because you want to get the wide receivers involved, obviously, in scoring touchdowns, is there a danger that you maybe sometimes press a little bit because you want to see those guys score?
We want to get everybody involved in scoring touchdowns, but, to be honest, when you're out there playing, that's not something I'm thinking about. The play gets called. There's reads and things that go into this that you're going out there and trying to throw the ball where it's supposed to go. Certainly not a thing of we're trying to press and force this to this guy or this to that guy. Yeah.
Alex, the Chiefs right now rank 6th in time of possession. As the game wears on and you're wearing out that defense, what does that do for the offense when you're looking across the line of scrimmage and you look in the defender's eyes, their frustration level?
Yeah. I think we take a lot of pride in that as well as an offensive unit. And once again, with the guys up front, taking a lot of pride in that. And I think it's, a result of it. We've been good on first and second down. We put ourselves in good third downs, and we've converted when we've had them. We've been able to sustain drives and wear down some teams. Yeah, I think so. And it's a big part of the run game as well. Run game, a four-quarter deal, and sticking with it. So there's certainly something I think that this group is taking a lot of pride in.
As a fellow quarterback, what can you appreciate about Orton?
I think it's tough for me to comment. Like I said, I don't know everything, but certainly a guy that's taking advantage of an opportunity. And I think as any of us can appreciate, not just quarterbacks.
guy with his skills bouncing around. Why do you think he's bouncing around so much? I mean, he's obviously a great quarterback. He just hasn't found that right spot.
Yeah, I got no idea, man. I mean, it's tough for me to say. I don't know all the ins and outs. Kyle and I did come out the same year. So from that perspective, we've been around each other a lot and played against each other a lot. But, you know, everybody's got a different journey, you know.
How do you like playing in the snow?
I'd rather snow than rain, that's for sure. But we'll see. You know, we get good work here with the weather. You never know what you're going to get every day. So,
where this team is now going to the second half of the season, the way that you've come together here.
Say that again?
Sorry. The way this team has come together as you get ready for the second half of the season. Sitting at 5-3, I mean, your game out of first.
You know, I think the thing I appreciate about this team is that we just don't think like that. I mean, to be honest, I mean, you're in the middle of it and you're in the thick of it, and our focus has been on Buffalo, and that's it, right? We're not thinking about anything else, and nor should we be, I think, and, you know, focused on the task at hand and not getting ahead of ourselves.
Is it easier to put the ball in the snow? Why do you say that?
Ah, just try. Not wet. Yeah.